الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة، إنا كنا منذرين، فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We are all standing on the platform of our life. Like we stand at a railway station on the platform, we are standing on the platform of our life. And we are moving forward. Where our platform gets finished, our life comes to an end. And while we are moving on the platform, we have got to see to all our needs of dunya also. We have to earn, we have to love, we have family, we have to see to them, all our duties and responsibilities. And alongside on the platform, on the train, our train of life is also moving, in which we must fill up all our storage for Akhirat. All those empty coaches are going, and we have to fill them up also. So we have to see to our needs of dunya also, all the needs. And we know from morning to night, week in and week out, every month, every year, we are only concentrating mostly on this dunya, and our train is moving for our Akhirat. And where the platform will come to an end, then the train will carry on, and we will go and meet it in the qabr. What we have filled in that train in our coaches, if we let them go empty, they are going to go empty. We'll have nothing. If we filled all sin in there, then we'll have snakes and scorpions, fire and all types of punishment when we go in the qabr. And if we fill good deeds in there, all righteous and good deeds, then we will have all that forever in the qabr. So this is the reality which we are all going, and each one of us have to see how much we are preparing for there, for our real life of Akhirat. And that life is forever and ever. There is no end to it. Our life, where the platform comes to an end, our life will end. Then we'll just be taken away and we'll be transferred to our qabr. And then whatever our goods we had sent, we will find it there. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we prepare for that life. And Alhamdulillah, we have been given this most beautiful deen of Islam, deenul Islam, that even doing our thing to the command of Allah, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that which occupies most of our time, all that will also become deen, and it will also go in our coaches, and it will be our storage for akhirat. For example, a person sleeps 6, 8, 9 hours, but if we sleep according to sunnah, read our du'as, etc., and make it a bit more. Make dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, every moment of my sleep, fill it with all goodness. Then that whole sleep of ours also, it's not only dunya we saw to our needs, but we put it in the coach also. And it will go for akhirat. We all have to eat. We spend time in eating. Read our sunnah du'as. Eat according to sunnah. Eat the right things at the right places. And everything, do it correctly. And that also becomes ibadah. And that also goes into our coaches. We all get married also, and it is sunnah, but do it according to sunnah. And do it with the correct intention. And how we are here, and we are putting problems in our coaches also. So Allah has given us this opportunity. And in as the coach, the train is moving, and we are moving, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us those occasions also that we can, where you earn much more. Under normal circumstances, you are earning what you are doing, what you are filling in your coaches. But there come those stages also alongside where you can earn with a little bit effort, and you earn much, much more, and very greatly. And also Allah Ta'ala has made it that you are insan. Allah knows us. He created us. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan is weak also. So Allah Ta'ala has made on the way that you can, all the gunas which you will fall into as a human being, temptations of this dunya which are around you, you can purify yourself also. So when you come at the end, you are completely pure and clean. You purify yourself along as you are going also. So you come when you reach Allah, completely purified. And with only goodness in your record of deeds. What a wonderful life. You fill your coaches with all great, great roses and beautiful gardens and the beautiful enjoyments of akhirat. And then it is for you, and forever you will be enjoying there. So Allah has given us this opportunity, and Allah has our whole life. And Allah has given us these opportunities from the beginning of Rajab, that those special occasions have come now. And they keep on coming as we are passing in our life. It depends how long we live, how long we are walking on the platform. Where our platform comes to an end, then after that it's finished. But as we have the opportunity to earn for the akhirat. So these are occasions, the month of Rajab, which is from the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred months, in which Allah Ta'ala multiplies and compounds the good deeds. Whatever we are doing, Allah gives much more greater rewards. And at the same time, we must be on our guard. During these sacred months, then the gunas are also much, much more. So we should make an extra effort that we stay away from guna. These months, the sacred months, are such that whatever good deeds a person does in them, they will become by his nature. They will stay with him. So if we want to be like the Tahajjud Guzar, just do it in these months. Allah will make it, and Allah will make it easy. Any other good deeds we want to do, we want it. We are tilawat. I feel I'm always falling back on my tilawat. For a few days I read my Quran as I'm supposed to read, I start slacking again. And before I realize, I'm not reading Quran. 2 weeks, 2 months have gone, and I haven't read Quran. Just during this month, read it, and it will become our nature, and we will always read. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to the month of Rajab, which has passed, which was also one of the sacred months, rewards are so much more greater, and the great, great gift of namaz, salat, Allah has given us. Let us make sure, and the preparation of Ramadan also is, and the barakat of the Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban is also, we come on in lane. Like for example, we find many places, especially like the airport, as you approach it, then you find there is a notice that fall in lane. If you want to go drop-off zone, permanent parking, the temporary parking, you must come fall on your in your lane, because if you are to turn to the right way, you have to turn, and at that point you are at the extreme left and all cars are moving, how are you going to reach there? So we must fall in lane. So Allah gave us Rajab to fall in lane for Ramadan. Now come on in our correct lane to prepare for Ramadan. If we do that by becoming regular with our namaz, where we start keeping rozas, especially the month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is the month, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the most rozas Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam kept after the month of Ramadan, which is farad, all the rozas are to be kept, was the month of Sha'ban. So this is the month we do that, while with tilawat of Quran Sharif, so that all the things that we have to do, we fall in lane. And then when Ramadan comes, we are already now moving. And we just move on. Now it's, we haven't got any problems of the cars that are coming, and we have to cross 3-4 lanes to come to where we want to be. We are there already. So Allah gave us this time for this preparation and to fall in lane and come in the correct place. If we start with all our ibadat correctly, we start getting it, and every year we improve on it, then inshallah, as we reach our later parts of our lives, and by the time of maut, inshallah, it will be just Mubarak. Also, like we are traveling, and if a person has got a manual car or even an automatic, and is on incline, it's a heavy gradient, he's standing there, and he wants to take off, and he takes off in third gear or fourth gear, then the car will just jerk a little bit, hiccup, and it will switch off. You won't be able to move. But if from before you are coming along in your first gear, second, and you have reached your fifth, sixth gear, and you are cruising well, now you'll just move also. So when the month of Ramadan comes, it's also an incline. Now we have to keep our rozas, which we weren't keeping, we're not used to them. We have to be getting up for tsehri, we're not used to it also. We have to make tarawih 20 rakats extra, we are not used to it also. We have to read Quran Sharif at least minimum one khatam, 30 suparas, we are not used to it, we are on the incline. So we start off, but we just hiccup a bit, we just jerk a bit, and we switch. Therefore, we find how many of us, first 3-4 tarawis, we are there, and after that, we're not there. Then we come 27th night. Eh? Or how many of us, first few rozas we keep, then we can't manage rozas. Now I got ulcers, I'm a diabetic now, I can't keep my rozas. But if we came on in lane from Rajab, Sha'ban, now when Ramadan comes, it will be easy flowing. We are in our lane, and we are just moving with all the traffic. Everyone else is going for Tarawih every night, we'll also be going. Everyone is keeping rozas, small children, old people, we are also keeping rozas. So Allah give us the tawfiq that we fall in lane. With regard to that, namaz is one great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And what a great ibadat, what a great ibadat. We start our namaz, our salah, with Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. That Allah is the greatest, and Allah's command is the greatest. Nobody else's, nothing else, not my desires, nothing whatsoever, not my needs are greater than the command of Allah. Allah's commands are the greatest, and Allah is the greatest. We have that. Then we are given this beautiful, we perhaps don't pay attention to it. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Ponder about this. These are the great praises of Allah. If there was anything greater, Allah should have given it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who gave it to his ummah, and Allah should put it in namaz. Namaz is the greatest ibadah. After iman, namaz is the greatest. The more greater praises of Allah there will be, but that will be on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also says, I don't also know those praises. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will inspire me. At the moment, these are the greatest. Tabarak asmuka wa tabarak. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak asmuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayru. And then Surah Fatiha. Now what a great, all the kitabs of the past condensed and put into our kitab, the Quran Sharif. The whole of the Quran Sharif condensed and put into Surah Fatiha. Every time we read Surah Fatiha, what a great ni'mat. Then ruku, then sajda, then qu'ud, and then at-tahiyyat, then durood sharif on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then admission that we failed, we couldn't fulfill the rites of the salah also, and our life till now, we haven't fulfilled your rites. But when you did that, we are what we are. We could not fulfill the right, but now Allah has made you in that position. The malaika are quds, pure. They got no fault in them. They are pure, hymning the praises of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah all the time. There is no possibility of any sin. They don't have a desire of sinning. They don't commit any sin. لا يعصون الله. They don't disobey Allah. That great creation. And we who are the sinners, but by the barakat of namaz, now Allah gives us the opportunity to make dua for the farishtas. We who are ordinary human beings, sinners, Allah puts us, we make dua for the assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And the first recipients of the dua of yours are the malaika, kiram and katibin. They are the first recipients on both sides. Now you making dua, Allah is, a person thinks, where am I? What am I? Today I'm, so this is what salah is in one aspect. So this is the great gift of Rajab which Allah has given us. The Mi'raj, namaz was that one ibadat which Allah did not make for us on the earth. Allah called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam past the seven heavens, past everywhere where Jibreel alayhi salam never went before, where he could not even dare think of going. Allah called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and gave him the great gift of salah. And then the month of Shaban, Allah gave us this great and wonderful occasion of, in the month itself, more we are falling in lane. And we are coming now right, and we are going towards Allah Ta'ala. And together with that, in this month of Shaban, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this great and honorable night of Shabi Barat, Laylatul Bara'ah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka. We have revealed the Quran Sharif in layla mubaraka. And we all, which is more favored, this is the ayat of Surah Dukhan and Surah Qadr, which we all know. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. There is laylatul qadr, there is laylatul mubaraka. The ulama explained, the Quran was revealed from Lawh-e Mahfuz to the heavens and to the skies of this earth, the lower heavens of this earth, on Laylatul Mubarakah. And from there, bit by bit, on Laylatul Qadr, then over the period of 23 years, Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran Sharif. So both these two nights are very Mubarak and very blessed. And they've got great, great virtues. The Laylatul Qadr, khayrum min alfi shahr. The greatest night of the year, Laylatul Qadr. And what a great night. Allah, let's give us tawfiq that we, when the last 10 nights come, we endeavor as we can to achieve the great goodness. And Laylatul Mubarakah, fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakeem. All matters of great importance and great, great matters are all decided. Ulama, there are different views with regard to all this, quite a bit of detail. But for us, it is to make amal. The ulama do their discussion. And they have given us the khulasa. They have cooked the whole meal. And now they have presented it to us to eat. We don't have to go and invent the wheel again. And we don't have to then make all our tahqiq again. And alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, no matter how much shukr we make, our ulama of the subcontinent, who we are related to, they are such ulama that the world hasn't seen such ulama. Such great, great ulama, Allah has blessed us. And in these times, if we think of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, if we think of Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, if we think of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Mahmood Hassan Diobandi Rahmat, all with the chain doesn't come to an end. All these great, great people, they did all the discussions. And then in a nutshell, they presented those discussions, and it is now ready for us just to enjoy. So let us enjoy and take the fruit of Laylatul Mubarakah also, the 15th night of Shaban, and of Laylatul Qadr also, the great night in the last 10 nights, as commonly we understand, of Ramadan. For us, the meals are ready. And what a great ihsan and favor they have done to us. They went through all the hard work of growing the chicken, of making sure it is halal, it is tayyib, and spicing it also the best. And cooked, it's done very well also. And spiced also very well, just for us to sit and eat now. So Allah give us the tawfiq. So this is that night that Allah Ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah, inna kunna munzirin. And that Allah has warned us also. And in this, the warning of Allah is a great mercy and kindness of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes due to the shortness of our understanding, we think that Allah's warnings are like azab, or it's like hard on us. Like for example, if we are going from here now, and our Imam Sahib, Mawlana Muhammad Sayyid, say some message came that there's an accident this side, take the other road. Or there are hijackings taking place, there are crooks on the road. Or there are potholes on this road, don't take that road. Or that there are speed traps there. So these warnings are a great favor upon us. We appreciate it, you warned us, you told us. We went on the other road, we got saved from all these things here. We weren't hijacked, we didn't have to face the potholes. There wasn't some big accident and now the traffic is not moving there. Or there's a roadblock and every car they're checking in detail. We got saved from all that. So Allah warned us of all the pitfalls of this dunya. And how Allah has gone. And in detail in the Quran Sharif. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to this extent he says, it is like I hold you around your waist. And I don't want you to fall into the fire of Jahannam. But you force yourself away from me. And you go and you fall in. That is our stupidity. That is our nadani. And our ignorance that we do that. But Allah and His Rasul are mercy through and through for us. And the ulama who have presented all this to us, it is only for us to appreciate. So this great night that comes, Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that this night, and he supports it with hadith, that this is the night, the 15th night of Shaban, in which all these great events take place. That on this night, Allah accountability of all our accounts take place. Like for example in our businesses, on a daily basis, our cash takings, we note it down. How much were the cash takings? On a daily basis, what our payments are, we keep a record of that. We have got our cash book. And then on a weekly basis, we have some recording. On a monthly basis, and at the end of the year, the financial year, now we have a proper audit done also. The auditors will come in also. And all the financials will be discussed also. Where there were pitfalls, where there were money, there was some stealing or something. There wasn't proper control in one section. All these things are discussed in detail. And then decisions are made for the future now. The next year, we have to tighten up here. We have to check on this. This we did very good profits here. We must invest more in here and expand this department of ours. All those things are made. This is that night, the middle night of Shaban, when all accountability is taken. And the accounts for the year are now presented to Allah Ta'ala. And therefore, it comes in the hadith. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that when my account is being taken, I wish to be in a state of fasting. The whole period, the 24 hours, the night in the ibadat of Allah, and the day in the, also a big ibadat. And that is that every moment we are in ibadat when we are fasting. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who stressed upon us the virtues of the 3 days, the Ayyami Bir, 13, 14 and 15 of every month. And in Shaban, the most rozas kept, Rasul Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept in the month of Shaban. So this is the time that we should be also fasting. قُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَصُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. That we may stand in the night in Allah's ibadat as much as we can. Those who can manage the whole night, what to say. Otherwise, whatever portion, a little bit after Isha, try and get up to Hajjud time, 1 hour before Sehri, or 2 hours before Sehri, make some ibadat there again, and then keep our roza. So with the 24 hours, we are in big ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And at that time, when a person is so obedient to Allah, fully, and his book is being checked, it is only hope. And Allah Ta'ala, as Haji Imdadullah, Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, makes his dua, and he says, Rad karna tera kar nahi. To reject is not your work, Ya Allah. Your work, you are so merciful. You accept the dirty and filthy things also. You accept the things full of fault also. That is, you are that being. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. You bought from the mu'mineen their nafs, which is filthy and dirty, their wealth, which is contaminated, and you gave in return jannat, which has got no fault in it, where there are no toilets also in jannat, no nose running in jannat, no all from your mouth, your balgam, no wax from your ears. From your navel also the dirt, no dirt from there also. No toilets in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala took the worst from us and He gives us the best. So this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this is the time that a person turns to Allah. And when he's fasting, when he's in his ibadat at night, and his books are being checked, only Allah Ta'ala is going to grant. And your previous also, our books are filled with guna. But they will be just all overlooked, finished, nothing. And the little good that we did, it will be amplified. It will be made big, very big. Oh, he did so much ibadat, he did so much of good. And then now, decisions are going to be made for the next year. As in our, when we do our annual audits also, then we decide now, the directors, that here we see a bad report in this department, we must correct it now. There we did very well, we must expand it. So now we also, now for the decisions for the next year are being made. Everything is decided on that night. Fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakeem. All matters are decided on that night, which will be for us next week Thursday night, the night between Thursday and Friday. Friday night is a Mubarak night also. And on top of it, it will be Shab-e Barat also. Let us take full advantage of it. This is the night, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, the list of all who are going to die, the arwah, are given to Malakul Maut. And the list is in his hand. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, writing on this subject, he says a person is engaged in getting married, etc. A person is engaged in other matters of faith while his name has already come in the list of those people who will be passing away. Hazrat gives a beautiful example here and explains that if a person is in a party with his friends, and if na'uzubillah, Allah save us, all wrong is taking place. There are women also. There's music also. All the wrong is taking place. But somebody comes, sends him a message on his phone that a warrant of arrest has been issued for you. All that what he's enjoying, suddenly now it turns bitter. It turns sour. And now he's in a complete different state. So Hazrat says that we are so busy, and there our names have come in the warrant of death. That your death, not only arrest, but warrant of death, your name has come already. So how much shouldn't we be preparing? And on that night, begging of Allah for every goodness. Allah save us all, but sometimes Allah protect us. Maut comes in a very, very bad way to a person, when it's not in a good condition. We make dua on that night, Ya Allah, when my maut come, in sajda, in Masjid Nabawi, Ya Allah. In the state of Roza, Ya Allah. These are the du'as to be made. We have got great, great needs on this night. And also this night, all our past marhumin, and regularly, all the time, we should make du'a for them also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has written, one person who should visit the Qabristan regularly, daily, and he should read a du'a when we go to the Qabristan. And so one night, one day, he couldn't manage for whatever reason, he didn't go. He slept away and he saw a lot of people coming in his dream. Lot of. Asked, who are you people? He said, we are from the Qabristan. What you people want? He said, every day you send for us such great gift. Just that dua of entering the Qabristan. Such great gift. But today it didn't come. We came and find out, where is it? Why didn't it come? And then they explain that when we make dua and isal sawab for our marhumin, it is presented in trays of noor. And it is covered with beautiful silk and it is presented to them. And they know exactly, this my son sent to me. This my husband, my wife sent to me. This my grandson sent to me. This my student sent to me. They know exactly and they become extremely happy. And no matter what good condition also they are in, they are always desperate for more. And they can't do anything. They do who Allah offers and who wants to. They are in some ibadah, but no sawab for that ibadah. The sawab is only for year. And then they make dua for us also. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, it's the height of insolence that we inherit from, for example, our father, mother, whoever we inherit from. And we don't do any good for them. That we are now blowing up that money. And worse, if we are using it in guna. They left it for us, and we are using it in guna. Even if we are using it in right, at least make some isale sawab for them. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, our Shaykh's illustrious son, he says that when he got his share from his father's inheritance, he built hips classes near the Qabristan, with a balcony overlooking the Qabristan. And there the HIF students will be reading all the time. What a great, this is what you call understanding. That you do this good for, and how much Allah will give to him in return. That we did this for that. He says, all my share of my inheritance, I spend it for my marhum father. And in this way that he listened to Quran Sharif. Listening to Adhan there all the time. What a great thing. So this is the night we make du'as also. There consequently we find Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to Jannatul Baqi also on this night. And he made du'as for the people of Baqi. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, missing him, went and looked for him, thinking perhaps he's gone to one of the other wives. And also so interesting, Hazrat Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came home and he said, Aisha, I saw a black figure running very fast. She ran quickly and she got into her bed, not to make it known that she went and check on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, do you think I will cheat on you? If it's your night, I will be by you. And she went and checked, and then she hid away, not to let it be known that she was checking on Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So this is that night that we think of our marhumin, and we make a lot of dua for them. We make dua for our akhirat, we make dua. We are so much desperately in need, the greatest need, our need, and the need of mankind and of jinn is of iman and Islam. The reality of iman, and that Allah gave it to us without us asking Allah. Most of us are born in Muslim homes, and even if we are reversed, it wasn't really, aap chahe humko, hai karam aapka, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. اللہ gives us ایمان اسلام توفیق of اعمال. This is only the kindness of Allah. So we make dua and we make the effort that we preserve this iman and we go with this iman from this dunya. We know the present condition that it's a serious, serious matter. Imam Zahabi rahmatullah alayhi has written of a great alim, I'm forgetting his name, that he used to mix a lot with the Rawafid, with the Shias, and with the atheists. Then the ulama used to rebuke him, tell him, why are you mixing with these people? Don't mix with such people. He said, I want to know what their views are, what their beliefs are. Finally, he says, he went out of the fold of Islam. And then Imam Zahabi rahmatullah alayhi writes further, that la'nat of Allah on that knowledge which is without iman. The ulama of the Jews and Christians also got not knowledge of Islam. Shaitan got full knowledge. How much knowledge Shaitan has got, the ulama together haven't got that knowledge. What shaitan? But la'nat on that knowledge of Shaitan. And he says, Mubarak, and blessed is that person who is like an ordinary person. He doesn't know anything much, but he has got taqwa, iman in his life. Blessed is that person. So we have to see. So this is a blessed night Allah has given us, where our past is going to be checked. Decisions are going to be made of our future. Let us not pass it in unmindfulness. Little bit, we are weak. We can't do more. Really, if a person has got that conviction to stay the whole night awake, won't be difficult for him also. The great Buzurg, how much they endeavored and made effort in the ibadat, because they had the value of it. Two rakats of namaz, they had the value. One subhanallah. So much so, a Buzurg measured the time that when he eats a normal meal, and if he only takes like the flour, puts it in his mouth and drinks water over it, he still gets the same strength. What's the difference? He saw it was the difference of reading 70 times more subhanallah. And our meals, waiting for the meal, and all our talks on the meal, and how long we take on the meal, how much time we waste. You can imagine that how short his normal meal was, but he cut that also down so that he could say 70 times more subhanallah. But we haven't got value for all this, unfortunately. Allah make us we understand. So this is a very great night. On this night, Allah sent Jahannam. To the extent the Bani Kalb was a famous, one of the most they had. So on this night, to make us understand, we are told that as many as the amongst the people of Jahannam, Allah is setting people free. You are amongst them. So this is the night where all these great, great happenings are taking place. This is the night when, together with all these great happenings also, that where Allah Ta'ala is setting free. But unfortunately, there are few categories of people, though Allah's rahmat is pouring down, Allah's forgiveness is pouring down, but they are deprived of it. They have solidified and covered themselves so well with their raincoats that Allah's rahmat is pouring, but they don't get wet at all. The rain is falling all around their house. It's not coming in their house. Among them are those people who are alcoholics. And in the category comes the drug addicts also. All the things that have that negative influence on a person. So this is the night for these people also to turn to Allah. This is the night Allah will wipe out the past sins of theirs. And Allah will make it easy to stay away. Rehab centers are not the solution at all. Counseling and psychiatrists are not the solution in the least, but the rehabs themselves admit we have got zero rate of success. We rehab a person 2 months, 4 months, and he's back again with his habit. Psychiatrists, the highest rate of suicides, according to the Guinness Book of Records, are the psychiatrists. They are there to sort out everyone's problem. They got the biggest problems. So the solution is every person, Muslim and non-Muslim, Allah has given that capacity. Allah has given that power within you that you can stay away from every guna. If it was not there, it would be zulm, na'uzu billah, that Allah, what you can't do, Allah is telling you to do that.
If a little child, a big person can pick up 10 kilos something. But a child who is 2 years and you tell him to pick up a weight of 10 kilos, 20 kilos, you are making zulm. He hasn't got the ability. If Allah gave us the command to stay away from guna and we can't stay away, na'uzu billah, this will be zulm from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, walaysallahu bizallamin lil'abid. Allah doesn't make zulm on any person. So we have, but we are not using it. One person was walking along with his dog. Dog was dying of hunger. And he was crying crocodile tears. Because my dog is dying, my life's companion. He does so much, he's my security, he's my guide, he does so much, and now he's dying. So somebody asked him, "You're crying so terribly." He said, "My dog is dying. Why? What's happening? Hunger. He hasn't got food to eat. And this what you're carrying on your head, what is that? A load of bread. So why don't you give him half a loaf of bread and his life will get saved?" And you're crying so much, he said, "The tears are free of charge. But the bread cost me money." So he doesn't want to give that half a loaf of bread to the dog. We have that potential to save ourselves from all and terrible sins. Whether it is porn, whether it is masturbation, whether it is looking at other women, having affairs with other women. Everyone has got that ability. We are not using it. It's too hard for us. And just to talk a lot is easy. Talking is free of charge. As Mana Mazhar Sahib said at one time, but now with all the different offers on the phone where you talk for free and so many calls for free, before that time when with a landline and we had to pay for everything. So at one place we were eating with Maulana and a person spoke very shortly. So Hazrat says when you have to pay for your words, then you speak very short. But when you don't have to pay for them, just you are talking, then you just carry on and on. So these words are free of charge. And we say things are hard, this is happening, life is like that. All unnecessary talk we make because they are free of charge. But what we have to use, that potential which we have got, which needs that effort of using it, of putting your foot down on your power brakes. And every one of us have got that power brake. Put your foot down on that power brake and you'll come out of it. Allah will save you. Definitely Allah will save you. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody told him about a person, about drugs and that. Hazrat says, tell him to use the power Allah has given him. That is the solution. It's the end of the story. It's simple. All simple solutions are too simple for us to appeal to us. They don't make sense to us. Until we don't go to counselors, we don't go to rehab, and we spend hundreds and thousands of rand, it doesn't make sense to us. Whereas deen, ad-deenu yusrun. Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. And everything of deen, to earn the great, great namas of Jannah, free of charge. 2 rakats of namaz, 1 subhanallah, but this doesn't appeal to us. But to go the hard way, Allah says clearly in a hadith al-Qudsi, "My banda, I have taken care of your rosy. Why are you getting so tired to earn your rosy? You do what you have to do. You serve me. Make my ibadah. You serve the deen of Allah. And I will give you rosy from sources you don't know. And what barakat in that rosy. You earning so much. And when it's earned in that way, it's going in insurance premiums. It's going in holidays. It's going legal fees of the lawyers. Big, big fees. It's going to the medical people, hospitals, big, big amount. And when I will give you, you will be spending on other people. You will love al-ghina, ghina nafs. You will have contentment of the heart. You won't have fear tomorrow what is going to happen." Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat Shah, every night after Isha, he had no say for keeping his no bank account out of the question. Whatever money he had was in his pocket. After Isha, if there was anything left, he would go and look for his first, preferably his family members, and go and give them the money. He would finish. He said, "I don't want to sleep with this problem on my head at night." The next day, Allah again provided. And he used to spend on people. So much he should spend. All his needs, family's needs, without any working for the dunya. Only serving Allah Ta'ala and Allah fulfilled all His need. Allah make us understand. Then the great month, this night is a night of bara'at, that we guaranteed you are from Allah's side, you are purified. All your sins, you are made clear and you are made pure and you are centered and you are put with the best of clothes, spiritual clothes are put on you because a very great guest is coming to you. Host that guest in the best way, the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, so many virtues amongst them that Allah Ta'ala makes a nafil equal to a farad in this month. And a farad, Allah multiplies it by 70 times. Just take for example, the two rakats of nafil after our Zohar namaz. For sunnat-e-mu'akkada, for farz, two sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Two nafil, those two nafil. Allah builds a palace for you in Jannah. For us to build one little shanty here in this world, it's work. How lot of work? Just a little hut, a little tent shanty. A palace Allah built. And how much of work for that tent shanty? And practically no work for that palace. And anyway, Mujaddid al-Faythani rahmatullah alayhi says, a person's whole life of nafal ibadah, in the field of namaz, let us say. Everything else also, hajj also, zakat, and sadaqah, and every rozas, faras rozas, nafal, but in namaz, your whole life's nafal namaz. And just see nafal, awwabin namaz. Two, we make our awwabin 12 years of ibadah. And what your ibadah? Somebody earns 20,000, somebody earns 200,000, somebody earns 2 million a month. Whatever you're earning, according to you, 12 years of ibadah for your awwabin. But all that put together cannot equal 2 rakats of faraz namaz. So what, and the faraz, 2 rakats are fajr, 2 faraz. All the ibadat, all the nafal. So when nafal has been, is so valuable, what is the value of faraz? And every, in the month of Ramadan, every nafal is the value of a faraz. Can you imagine? Our mind can't work it out. It's impossible. It's a matter of the biryani is ready. Don't you try and work out from where did the rice come and where did the chicken come from. The delicious halal and tayyiban. And you are the host, you are the guest. You must just eat. The host is Allah. He has given us the dastarkhan of Ramadan, tilawat of Quran, namaz. And then your faraz is multiplied by 70. When all the faraz cannot equal a nafal, nafal cannot equal a faraz. And then faraz, it becomes 70 times. That will be a time then we will be, really if we understand, we will be eager that the whole month we must just be in ibadah. We will wish that Ramadan must start on the 29th of Shaban. And we get full 30 days of Ramadan. And every moment of our day, we spend it to earn this great. This is an opportunity that has come. Then after that, of course, will come the month of Shawwal. We're just keeping 6 rozas. And Allah Ta'ala gives us the rozas of the whole year. And then comes Allahu Akbar, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. The days of Qurbani, the days of Hajj, and the 9th of Arafat, which is the greatest day in the year. And during those days, the tasbih, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, baqiyatu salihat, those good deeds that remain forever. We are given those great opportunities. Really, we are in the season now. Let us not be unmindful. Let us not think of our fishing and our entertainment. Our sports are out of the question. Cut down on our business. Do the business of Akhirat. هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. What is that big business? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is what our business is. This is what we are. Where we following the apes and monkeys of the West, the animal kingdom of the West, we are supposed to lead them. And where we became the followers of these filthy and dirty people. In everything we are following them. We are supposed to be the leaders. And the leaders of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin. Ukhrijat linnas. This opportunity is here. And this opportunity of life, our train, we are on the station of our life. We are moving. We don't know. Every year we hear just before Ramadan, many people passing away. Are we also amongst them? At the end of our platform come, what did we fill in our train? This is the opportunity. Work on our families also. Create the environment in our communities and our societies. Let the ummah lead these poor people who are animals. Make them human beings. Where are we becoming animals behind them? Hey, make them also human beings. This is our work. Allah, give us all tawfiq. Guide us to righteousness. And let us take the maximum benefit of this precious moment. There isn't a moment to be wasted. Not for our hunting, not for our fishing, not for our sports, not for our anything else. Even business, which is permissible. It's not compulsory. We work for Allah. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. You do Allah's work. Allah will give you dunya at your feet. You won't have to work for dunya. And Allah will give you that dunya that has got barakat in it. It won't go in insurance premiums. It won't go filling the pockets of the Jews and the Christians, their lawyers in legal cases. It won't go in their resorts and in their funny things. It will be used to help the widows. It will be used to help the orphan, to have a water well dug for somebody. All that, and you get the reward of it forever and ever. Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah.